Clark, look, we all know about the mud result, but this today, fourth place, got a little help with Thrasher, but still good ride.
Yeah, thank you. My goal was to be top five. Now that we're back in the dry, obviously I got that second place in the mud, which felt good, but these last two races, my goal is to be top five in the dry, and yeah, tonight ended up fifth, and then with Thrasher getting docked a spot, it bumped me to fourth, so that was a nice little gift, but in my own head, I feel like I got fifth, obviously.
Did you see Thrasher go off? I don't know if you saw.
No, I didn't even know, and then when I looked at the board, I got fifth, so even that felt good for me, my career best in the dry, and then got back, and then the team radio that I got fourth, so I'm like, oh, sweet, and then it actually, that bumped me to fourth in points, too, so that's honestly the part that probably feels the best. Just been putting together a consistent year, and yeah, I just want to keep it going.
Saw you get sketchy in the whoops one time, but I also saw you hit them pretty good a lot, so like that's probably a good area for you.
Yeah, for sure. The second I saw the two whoops on this track, I'm like, okay, like this is going to be in my favor for sure. But I'll be honest, like I was hitting them each lap going in, like I knew I was good, but I'm going in each lap like this could end bad. And then last lap I kind of knew I had a gap, and I went probably 4 seconds slower my last lap because I just doubled through them, because I'm like, I'm in fifth, like let's not take any risk, there's no one in front of me, no one really behind me, so yeah, I was on cruise control. But yeah, the whoops were they were gnarly all day, to be honest.
Were you marking Forkner there for a while?
Yeah, for sure. I was trying to, and then honestly I feel like where I stayed, and because I was in sixth, and then he obviously went down, but where I was between Forkner and Bolin, like we all just stayed there the whole race, and just I just needed to start up there a little bit further up to get that pace early, because like looking at my lap times, just starting in the back, you don't find that pace early, and then it kind of ruins your whole pace for the whole race, because like if you start at say like a faster lap, when you get tired or whatever, you're still going to go faster than what you would if you start slower. So really, I know this sounds like everyone sounds like a broken record, but when you get a start, it helps you so much. It's crazy.
No, absolutely. I mean, that is the name of the game. Look to me on the whoops, first set, right side for you.
Yeah, right, left, middle, left. It was kind of like, it kind of depended on like who was in front of me. But then the scary part was when you were in lappers, because it's like, dude, whoops in a main event, it's very hard to move around, especially when you know a line that's working for you. And dude, those little edges can catch you off guard. So yeah, that was the scariest part.
What was it about 3/4 of the way through the first set on the left was sending dudes all day to the ground?
Yeah, there was like the last three whoops had some massive knuckles on them, because it even got me. I rode the front wheel into the turn once, and I'm like, but I just continued to go for it because I knew that was a strong suit for me. So it was kind of risk to reward, and it obviously kind of panned out for me. But yeah, those last three whoops had some gnarly knuckles on them, and it kept you on your toes the whole race.
Fourth tonight, fourth in points, pulp show appearance, just rolling things along. No, but hey, man, you're riding really good, so keep it up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And being on the pulp show, when I got the text, I was actually pretty stoked. I'm not going to lie.
Hymus blew me out for it. So Hymus is like, you had him on and I won. So, you know, just to let you know. Yeah, like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, just tell Chance I'm a better interview. That's all it is.
Exactly. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.